During the past week, NPR has been reporting on the growing income gap in America. Economists say one big reason for the widening divide is the steady loss of manufacturing jobs. As more and more U.S. companies move factory jobs overseas, people who lack skills and education have trouble making a decent living. While the Carrier Air Conditioning Company shut down its Syracuse, New York plant in 2004, 1,200 jobs were lost. The current financial state of the laid-off workers depends on their skills, age, and degree of determination. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
Tim Shepherdson stands in a windswept parking lot on a winter evening and stares across the highway at the massive old Carrier plant. In the 2.5 years since he left the plant, he's hardly ever come back here. Instead, he's tried hard to sever his ties to the company. Shepherdson even threw out the certificate he earned for 25 years of service.
I think of how proud I used to be to come here. You know, my grandfather used to talk about, oh, someday, Timmy, you're going to work at Carrier, and he retired from here, and, you know, my dad retired from here, and so it's sad for me.
When Shepherdson left Carrier, he decided to go to community college and study electrical engineering technology. It was a field he thought would guarantee him a good career, but he soon learned that his associate's degree didn't count for much with employers.
Basically, I was told that I didn't have enough experience or enough schooling to get into electrical engineering technology or anything based in that.
Now Shepherdson could go back to school, but he needs to pay the bills. So he's taken a job at a manufacturing plant in quality control. That's the same thing he did at Carrier, but his new job pays about a third of what he made before. Carrier gave workers lots of overtime, and annual incomes of $80,000 were common. Of the 50 or so Carrier workers interviewed for this story, no one knew anyone who makes that much money today. Lenore Seeley, who heads a federally funded job center called Central New York Works, says manufacturing jobs like that are hard to find in Syracuse these days.
Work isn't what it used to be. The number of jobs where you can support a family and have a full benefit package on just a high school education, for example, those jobs are flat right now.
That's not to say there aren't jobs in Syracuse. The unemployment rate is a healthy 4.1%. But the biggest employers are universities and hospitals. And for unskilled workers, the pay is pretty dismal.
If you want to work for $8 an hour, I suppose it's okay. But other than that, there's so many people looking for jobs that pay more than that.
Chuck Becker took retirement when he left Carrier, but at 57, he doesn't yet qualify for Medicare, so he's still on the Carrier health insurance plan. It costs more than $400 a month, so Becker needs to work.
Hey, Jim, Chuck Becker, how you doing?
Today he calls a man he knows at an overnight delivery company. He's heard there's a job that pays $15 an hour.
Okay, I was just curious what was, you know, if you'd found anything out. So, but if you could help me, I'd appreciate it.
Becker was also up for a job with the Transportation Security Administration, but he failed the physical because of poor hearing. Becker believes his age has hurt him in the job market. He was told as much by a personnel officer when he applied for a job at a big company.
She said, I'll tell you, shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to, your age and whatever, they'll find a way to give it to somebody else a little younger. She says, there's one job, there'll be at least 50 people here trying to get it because it pays more than $8-9 an hour.
For those who hope to make a decent living, the challenge has been to remake themselves. Carrier provided tuition money to laid-off employees who wanted to start a new career. Some took advantage of the offer, but it hasn't always worked out. Larry Podeswick is a wiry ex-Marine who wears his hair in a ponytail. After leaving Carrier, he went to truck driving school, but he has a felony on his record for beating up his daughter's boyfriend a few years ago, and so a lot of companies won't hire him. Already past 50, he had to take a job loading enormous tires onto flatbed trucks and delivering them around the state.
You know, just too many hours. I was going to get killed or get tagged with a bunch of tickets. I was always over hours, overweight, and underslept, and it wasn't going to last. Something was going to happen, so I got out of there.
Podeswick could work as a long-haul truck driver, but at 52, he's reluctant to leave his family for long periods, and he doesn't want to move. Not long ago, he was watching a TV news report about Carrier. He got so mad he punched a hole in the wall of his den. For carrier workers who have made it, adaptability has been important. So has family support.
Let me get an IV.
Dale Carpenter has become a surgical technologist at St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse. One recent afternoon, he stood in his scrubs in the surgical ward talking about the changes in his life.
Yeah, I mean, I went from working with grease and machining and metal to with people, which is much better. Much better. I enjoy it.
Carpenter used Carrier's tuition assistance program to return to school.
It was tough. It was hard. I would study all day long, all weekend long. Driving down the road using flashcards. Wife was driving. My daughter quizzing me. It was hard.
But Carpenter had several things going for him. Still in his late 30s, he was young enough to start over. His wife has a good job in sales. Unlike a lot of carrier workers who bought boats and second homes when the money was good, he and his wife never lived beyond their means. So going to school wasn't the huge financial imposition it was for others. Today, Carpenter earns less than he made at Carrier, but he has more time with his family. He wants to return to school to become a physician's assistant.
They hand you a silver platter on life. Here you go. Here's a second shot. Run with it. I did what I could with it. You don't get that often.
Something else also seems to separate Carpenter from a lot of Carrier workers. Carpenter made a lot of money at Carrier, but he always felt destined for something better. That made him push himself when the going got tough. For many others, Carrier was the best job they ever expected to find, and they've had trouble imagining a new place for themselves in an economy that no longer really values what they have to offer. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.